Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. May the force be with you. My pleasure as always to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to Ed Abel. Ed's a great member of our Brain Trust, founder of Abel Business Institute. He's an adjunct professor of entrepreneurial studies at New York University. He's been joining us now for a number of years to help you and me do the best job of we can of putting our business forward in the marketplace. And he's our good friend, Ed Abel. Welcome back to the show.
Awesome to be back, Obi Kenobi.
It's good to have you back.
I love that.
Hey, Ed.
That is great.
One of the things that I've been saying for a long time, when as you know, I called myself the original social media heretic. A heretic is someone who is a true believer but doesn't like the status quo. And what's been bothering me about social media was that it seemed to me that the tools were getting the people understanding what was really going on, which is building community. Facebook is just a tool. Twitter is just a tool. Whatever else you want to call YouTube, whatever, is just a tool. Yep. to help you and me build communities. And if you follow me on that, if you agree with me on that, then you realize that over time, there are going to be lots of tools, lots of methods of building community, but ultimately it's going to come down to, for businesses, building customer communities. What do you think?
Well, you are right on with all of that. And as you were saying that, what it reminds me of is this whole concept I call evolution, which we all do, but many people don't really understand it, which is, you know, all of this stuff, even our business, it starts out as this infant and it evolves into other things. And that's really what's going on with this whole social media craze, is it's evolving, it's maturing, and it's coming together where it really is starting to support the different niches of consumer, right, of business owner, of anyone. And the way you said it is right on. It's a tool. These aren't all, all or nothings. It's like you can't only be here and only be there, but right, what you have to really look at is what do you need and what are you trying to accomplish? I think we all fall short of thinking of that strategy and, the why. Why are we doing this? What are we trying to accomplish? And when we pick these tools, we have to ask ourselves, what is it that I'm trying to accomplish by using this tool?
Mm-hmm. And if you follow that, then you realize that maybe Facebook is the right one this year, but in 3 years it might be your own individual platform, your company's own platform, where you manage your own list instead of depending on somebody else to manage it, especially for a small business. And you've been working on this a little bit yourself, haven't you?
I have. I've been really trying to understand social media and wrap my hands around it for a good year now. And over the last 6 months, we've been putting together a social community for business owners. And as I've often said to you, I define a certain niche within entrepreneurship as the skillpreneur, someone who's taking their skill set and going into business. Mm-hmm. And that brings a whole unique set of circumstances to the party.
And there are more of them than there are business owners with employees.
Correct. And you take them, and they need a community. They need a place to talk about the challenges that they're experiencing, because it's a very different challenge than GE, Mobil, or any of these large organizations mm-hmm. are experiencing. Mm-hmm. And so we've launched a social community for that called the Skillpreneur Alliance. And check it out at www.skillpreneur.com. Facebook.com. And this is a social community for people to talk about what's going on in their business, for them to get answers. You know, isn't it interesting? We'll take an answer from someone who has the experience so much quicker than we'll take the answer from the book we read.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. At least that's the experience I have found. And
right.
This was the idea and the goal behind creating a business skillpreneur community where people can say, oh, I tried that. This was the result. Oh, that's a great idea. I'm going to try that.
Right.
And what it really is doing is it's leveraging niche, to going into the niche marketplace, which
mm-hmm.
is, I think, what the evolution of all this social stuff is going to really lead us to.
You say niche, I say niche. You say tomato, I say tomato. You say social media, I say community building. Exactly. Folks, we're going to be right back with our good friend Ed April after these messages. Check that out, skillpreneur.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.